Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of
the breeze. Everybody, welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And what the heck is going on here with these markets? They continue to churn back and forth and up and down and inside and out. And of course, really what we're seeing is a market that looks to be putting in a top. We've talked about this many times, and I think that what you're seeing is a market that is building a top. You know, if you go back and you look at March 1st, and of course we called for a blow off top to the upside, and we saw that on March 1st, and subsequently since then we've seen markets make lower highs as they continue to start to churn lower. And you know, even with yesterday's rally, you know, again, it was a big rally, but basically if it doesn't push through, it's just another lower high and indicating that we're going to see these markets start to work lower. And you know, again, we can hear all the chortling we want and all the things that, you know, say, well, yeah, no, we're in the new bull market, you know, and this is one of the problems that, you know, that we see is, you know, everybody wants to try to make the case for we're in a new market, a new type of market. And you know, markets are never new. They're always the same. They always work the same. You know, they work the same from different levels, but what we're seeing now is you're seeing the chirping on the street. And of course we had the initial rally off of the Trump election based on all the things that the Trump administration was going to do. And of course we're fans and we're believers, but we didn't recognize that there was going to be potential problems with what Trump was going to do. And of course now, the stuff faded, the good news faded, and then of course now we're back into the position that they're talking about it again. And of course yesterday was the big thing, and that'll be the reasons given for the rally. But I'll give you the real reasons, in my opinion, and the real reasons are is the market rallied because it had been sold off a little bit, and it was due to rally from the overall technical patterns and the chart patterns. And, you know, we can try to, you know, convince ourselves differently what is going on and what's happening. But at the end of the day, I mean, it wasn't so totally unpredictable that the markets would rally. And of course, the headline news has been, you know, the Trump tax cut, Trump rally. And, you know, hey, you know, you can put it on anything you want, but the markets do what the markets do. And, you know, obviously if you've been listening to this show, you've heard us talk about how these things will happen and what to look for. And so far you're seeing exactly as we scripted what we would expect to see. And this is where I think we tend to, you know, make mistakes and get too over consumed by news when it's not news, it's driving it. Look at buyers and sellers drive the markets. Fear and greed drive the markets. The actual news items don't drive the markets, because even if everything gets done, when is it going to get done, and when will it have an effect? And then you play into effect the markets are what they call forward thinking. Okay, so if the markets are forward thinking, you have a position now that the markets are, again, assuming that this stuff's going to be done. But even if it's done, you know, this goes back to the old story of buy the rumor, sell the news. And this is time is not going to be different. You know, the markets are not necessarily driven by an economy. The markets aren't driven by anything in the short term. You know, the long-term fundamentals will play out. The long-term things will happen. But in the short term, we don't know what's going to drive the overall market. And that's what I think that, you know, we get too hepped up. You know, and all markets are the same. You know, if you take a look at just an outside market, you know, like the cattle market, you realize cattle now, they call it live cattle, is up now, I think, 11 days in a row. You know what the probability that is? It's a virtual impossibility, but it is what it is. And this is why we talk about all the time, the impossible in the markets happen once a month and the improbable happens once a week. And, you know, markets get in these waves, and you have to realize what's happening within the markets. And what happens is you find, you a lot of times trap shorts. So they're forced to squeeze and buy. And then the buying brings in some new money buying. And, of course, we push it up to a level. Then it has to turn the other way, just like when you sell them. And, you know, we can make all the reasons we want. You can listen to all the pundits and all the cheerleaders of the market saying this time is different, and it's never different. It's going to be, the ending will be the same. The movie always ends the same. It just depends on how long is the movie and what's the and what's going on from behind the scenes in the movie. And again, we know that the market's going to go up long term. We know that the markets are going to continue to find reasons to buy right now. But when you look at it from a very logical spot, what do you see? Well, Bubba said in February or January that the markets were going to make one final high, and that would be the signal, and then they would start to sell off. Now, again, this could change, but now for 6 weeks, we have seen a market that has consistently made lower highs and lower lows, and every rally has come most likely at a reasonable spot in where you might expect that rally to come from. And, you know, you come down to a level and the markets will find some buyers, because, again, we're not going to go straight down now. We're not into that area of despair yet in the markets. Where we are is we're in a market that is, in my eyes, looks like it wants to go lower. But rallies are part of markets that are going lower. And as I've said many, many times, the rallies that look so good typically don't come in markets that are getting stronger. They come in markets that are either headed down or getting ready to start going down, because this is the, as they say, the final push, the final curtain. And I think this is where you have to realize exactly what's going on. Again, you don't get too aggressive, you know, as far as, you know, one side or the other, but you're seeing the drastic turnaround. And basically, from our point of view, each rally that shows up should be sold. And, you know, we had some crazy moves, which we'll talk about, you know, when we come back from the break. But again, this is very typical in the way that markets work. And when you understand that, you will be able to trade much better. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I'm going to step out here for a break. But make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the show every single day. And, of course, The Sporting Edge on the weekends, which starts tomorrow. And Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com. Make sure you check it out. We're going to step out here for a minute, and we'll be back after the break with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you. I'm back. Welcome back. back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Come alive, come alive. But anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and, you know, we're talking about some of the crazy moves. And, I mean, have you been watching Baba, Alibaba? I mean, it's been, like, going crazy. It's like acting like I'm like an Amazon. I mean, have you watched, you know, Facebook again? Back on a roll, making new highs. You know, the NASDAQ continues to be the strength. And no surprise, we have identified the NASDAQ as the strongest index. I don't think that there should be any issue. You know, I don't think that there's any thing to think about. You know, when it comes back from the world of you know, the trading world. I mean, you know, this is very common. When you see the overall views, and you know, again, these are all very typical signs. Again, these are signs that go out, and these are the warning signs that trap the individual. These are the warning signs that tell you that there's issues out there. These are the warning signs that give you all the information that you need, that are saying to you, hey, you need to do something about this and you need to be prepared for it. Now, you know, how do you prepare? Well, we never advocate selling, you know, closing positions. What we advocate is learning how to hedge your portfolio. You know, we do have a class on that, which actually is starting on the 26th, this Wednesday, or next Wednesday, 5 days from now. But, you know, again, I'm not telling you that you have to sign up for it, but, you know, certainly if you're an investor and you'd like to have more protection on your portfolio, it would certainly be a wise choice to be involved, because again, it allows you to never sell a stock again, so you don't have to debate and think about the problems that can come, but you can benefit from the actual movement. And you know, wouldn't it be nice to be able to benefit from the downside of the markets? Wouldn't it be nice to be able to see the activity that, you know, you're actually benefiting from when markets break? Now, you know, what indicates to me that markets are in trouble? Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. But number one, you know, they made a huge deal about American Express's earnings. And, of course, they were good. And people are borrowing more money, or they're using their credit cards more. But I don't believe that it's to buy more goods. I believe it's because small business is depending on using their credit cards so that they can buy goods and services for their companies. This is because, you know, when the banks shut you out, which I believe that they've done, what you're really seeing is a market that has to be, you know, we have to borrow using credit cards so that we can be in business. So now we're paying usury rates off of the credit card, allowing us to, you know, to function and use our business. Because, of course, the old-fashioned lines of credit that we used to get are really not available to the average guy anymore. And this is what it really comes down to, is that the individual, the average investor, no longer has the opportunity to have a credit line at the bank. You know, we all had those lines of credit, and now there's no longer, they're not giving them out because, of course, they don't want to have, they don't want you to be, you know, they're not loaning money because they don't want, you know, bad debt. And, of course, you know, why they care all of a sudden? They love bad debt because, again, the key to the banking industry is not the money you borrow, because remember, they're creating that money out of thin air anyways. You know, that's another way of printing money. What they're concerned about is, can you make the payment back? And, you know, that's just this whole, you know, fractional banking system. That, you know, this is the reason that you're seeing the wanting to destruct cash and make this just like a plastic system, because then they can manipulate money even more. Okay? You know, if you eliminate cash, you're eliminating a lot of things. And that is, you know, if you think this is all done, you know, just by happenstance or chance, it would be incorrect. This is a design. You know, is in my opinion, is they run into trouble, all right, because they have certainly overprinted to the system, and not just our central banks around the world, all right. They've created debt that can never, that will never be satisfied, never. Okay, so how do they get around that? Well, if you go to a paper society or a plastic society, where there is no real cash, you know, you just kind of continue to spin it around, and you're just exchanging, you know, IOUs basically from one to another. And that, you know, becomes more of the setup that we see. And again, this becomes a way that the central banks can take even more control and manipulate more by not disclosing basically what they have. Because again, I have said this, I don't know, a couple of hundred times, and I will say it again today, and that is that the central banks are full of crap, and the regular banks, in my opinion, there's no chance they have the money in reserve to go ahead and satisfy all the money that they have out in the street. So they're actually in a weird way, they're stealing money by printing money, but they're collecting, you know, loan payments on money that shouldn't be there. And, you know, you think that that's too absurd. Well, I don't know. I urge you to think about it and look at it and look at, you know, of all the market meltdowns, what is typically the cause of market meltdowns? And those are typically the cause. Debt is typically the cause. But, you know, now, you know, for years they were always worried about the run of the banks, which is why, you know, Paulson and Bernanke, they were sweating and breaking out in 08. Oh, my God, we got to do something. They weren't sweating and breaking out. They were doing something because it benefited the system. It's another way for them to grab onto the cash that we work so hard for. You know, this is something that you've got to understand. They're modus operandi. They have to continue to grab your money, because where does the money go? You know, if you think about it, I mean, think about these things as we get ready to go to break, but think about a couple of things as we get ready here. Why are the politicians so on different sides of these arguments? Why wouldn't they want to get this healthcare thing done? Why wouldn't they want to get the tax cuts done? You know, why wouldn't they want to make sure that they made it better for everybody? All right. Now, if you think about all those questions and you answer them honestly, you'll see that we've got Houston. We have got a problem. So we're going to answer those questions and more when we come back from the break. But again, it's just, there's a lot of things there, okay, that just don't make logical sense. And, you know, that's why we end up in what we would call, you know, messes like we have now. And of course, nobody feels it's a mess, because right now, you know, the stock market goes up. So if you use the stock market as your gauge, but is the stock market really going up? And then if you look at some of the other products, you know, we saw a tremendous beatdown in some of the agricultural products yesterday as well. So we'll talk about all that and more when we come back. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm is where you go to download the show every single day, and I'm trying to get more. Help me out, help a brother out, and of course you get the Sporting Edge on Saturdays with Xander, and Bubba's Bottom Line once a week, which you can get at BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, we're going to step out of here for break, and we will be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here, the long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, as we talked about before we headed up, why is it that we can't get certain things done? And, of course, it's because the criminals, and I'll call them criminals, I don't have a fact basis other than what I read, but other than what I can actually obviously see, but the swamp in Washington is too busy stealing our money. All right, they're too busy manipulating the system to make sure that they all get paid, and of course they're all doing very well. And if you don't understand that, then just remember that out of the seven richest counties in the world, five of them are in Washington D.C. Now, how did that happen? You don't think people actually move to Washington because it's a great place to live? All right, they're moving there because it's where they get the money. It's always the money. Life comes down to two things. One of them's money. All right. So, why won't these, imbecile Republicans and Democrats alike, all right, or Democrats and Republicans alike, why won't they agree on things? Because why should they? They can steal more, take more time, and put more money in their pocket while we're sitting here struggling. As they talk about, well, maybe there's a recession coming up soon. I don't know. I don't think we ever left the recession in the first place. So I don't know what recession they're talking about, but we're still not working. Okay. We still have a stock market, near record highs without people working. We've got the debt ceiling coming up again next week. Now, and nobody believes that there's going to actually be a problem, because they'll just go to the Fed and say, well, print us some more money so we can raise the debt ceiling. I mean, it's so dumb that we have a government that does not have to live by the same rules and laws that they create for us. I've argued this point many times, but why is it that they don't have to live on any kind of budget? I'd let the freaking government shut down. Who needs them? What does the government do for us? All right. I mean, if we look back at the most recent track records, I live in Chicago. We've got an idiot mayor that wants to have a sanctuary city. So fortunately, every time I get to go down into the city, I got to worry about getting killed. It's like a war zone. All right. And of course, you've got the imbeciles in California that on a sanctuary state, and the idiots in New York, not to mention all the other things. Now, we've got the inflation of my assets, and of course, I think Illinois is the third highest tax state for the benefit of living here. So now, you got all of these issues that go on because government is too big, because government is not run correctly. I mean, the truth of the matter is government should start at the city, county, state, the federal. Federal is way too big. They've grabbed too much power. And basically the reason they've glommed onto that powers is so they can, again, we'll call it stealing. It's legal, so I don't know if they can call it stealing, illegal stealing, but that's what they're doing. We are all working so that those guys can live a more extravagant life. You know, they're working 8 days in the month of April. There's things to be done, but what are they doing? They're out campaigning, okay, so they can raise more money for their coffers because of the way that they get to spend that money. They get to use that money. So basically, every time you donate to one of these jackasses, you're giving them money that they can actually kind of spend on themselves in a way. Now, again, I know that I don't remember the exact way that it works, but again, has the political system, has the political machine gotten way out of whack? And when I mean way out of whack, I mean, you know, we have these long extended, I mean, we're right now working on the 2018 elections. It's 2017. It's not even halfway through 2017. We're already worried about the 2018 elections. Now, where is it that that is the right way to do things? Where is it that we're going to see people spend millions of dollars, excuse me, millions of dollars to get elected? And if you think about it, you know, guys are going to spend, I mean, what do they just spend in Georgia? $8 or $10 million of outside money to get elected to try to, and they didn't win anyways. I mean, is this not totally ridiculous? And when you look at it and you say, well, that's the way we've always done it. Well, it's not the way we've always done it. We have slowly moved to wacko land. We have, you know, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, the Democrats and Republicans were basically the same party. There was their own differences. And we've slowly moved to giving everything away on one side and not on the other side. And we continue to have log jams and battles in Washington about things that are should be just simple no-brainers. Now, should we care about, you know, the issues of, you know, that are nonsense, or should we care about making America run better? You know, should we care about letting people stay home and get free money, you know, that the taxpayer has to pay for, or should we force them to go to work? You know, one of the things I think is important is, you know, I have no problem with someone who is truly disabled getting, you know, Social Security benefits. I have no problem with somebody who is, you know, truly, you know, unemployed and looking, you know, having them have a small period of unemployment benefits. But the benefits have gone crazy. And the real problem is we've got, you know, too many illegals collecting too much money. We've got too many people that figured out the system, because we know how dumb Washington is when it comes to monitoring the monies that these people collect. All right, you know, it's the same as them paying, you know, $25,000 for a toilet. Well, you know, if you figure it out, you know, I mean, you know, we've had, you know, Medicare, Medicaid scandals over the years, and you know how long it takes to find them, because they're not really concerned. And that becomes a story that it doesn't mean anything to the stock markets, but it doesn't mean something in general, and it means something to the economy. But, you know, when people figure out, you know, how to beat the system, and there's a way to beat the system, because, you know, again, I see people all the time that I know don't have two pennies to rub together, don't have a job, but yet they're living like a king because that check keeps showing up every month from the government that they somehow figured out how to get it. Now, you telling me that's not happening? You know, I'll bet you anything. I'll bet you any number you want that happens every day. I'll bet you any number you want that this is a consistent theme of people grabbing onto a system that have figured out the ins and outs of the working system and how to get either, you know, some benefit from the government for free that they're not entitled to. Now, you want to continue to live under that science when we have issues that really need to be solved? But again, this is when you allow the system to create capital, money, at any time they really need it, which is really what they do, then you don't have to worry about that because you just print more. But when you're printing more, you're just taking away what I'm entitled to. You're eating into my overall wealth every time you do that. But they don't care because, again, they live totally different. It's like there's Washington and the politicians and the lobbyists and the crooks, and then there's the rest of the world, all right? And, you know, unfortunately, we're part of the rest of the world, and we get the benefit of getting it stuck up our, you know, the potatoes every single day while these guys continue to do not a lot. They talk a lot of good stories and they make a lot of promises, but, you know, other than, you know, Trump and his gang, when have you ever seen somebody work this hard to try to get so much done? But again, you knew, especially if you listen to this show, that as much as we thought that we wanted to see it, that he was going to run into many, many issues because the politicians don't give a crap about you and me. All right? You know, they only care about your vote. Once they get your vote, you're just another piece of garbage. All right? You're just another way that they can, you know, scam out and build in, you know, their own family's wealth as they glom the money out of the system and, you know, take care of their own. You know, the lobbyists and all the other stuff that, you know, the scams that go on are ridiculous. And, you know, there is no bigger scam than the Ponzi scheme being run by the government and by the Federal Reserve. So, you know, if you think that's not true, just, you know, just follow the money, follow the numbers, see what's happened. Understand why the markets are at all-time record highs and we're still in a recession. We still don't have jobs. You want to hear we're at full unemployment? Yeah. Okay. Well, where's the guys making any money? Why are we seeing so many businesses close? We'll get to that and more when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm allows you to download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And, of course, Bubba's Bottom Line at BubbaTrading.com. We're going to step out here for break, and we will be right back with more of The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz losing my voice, but it's been a long week. But, you know, so as we started to talk about, we mentioned a few things. So if we look at the overall picture of healthcare and how money is spent and, you know, why isn't the healthcare program done? Well, because the lobbyists, the scammers, the politicians aren't getting their share. So why would they want to get it done? Okay. You know, you have the right Republican, you have the Republicans, the right Republicans, and, you know, I guess that you'd call it the Libertarian or the Tea Party part of it. But, you know, everybody wants something out of it. It's like, you know, why do we have to make a deal? And why do we have to make a bad deal to get a good deal? So why isn't healthcare fixed? What happens? Why do we think it's so complicated? What is the holdup for healthcare? I mean, did you ever think about it? What is the holdup? Well, it's the holdup is that the crooks need to make sure they get their fair share out of it. That's the holdup. There is no other way to look at it. The holdup is the swampers, they need to get their fair share. I mean, what could be more logical than having a good healthcare program? Okay. What would be more logical than allowing all insurance companies to go all over the place, all right, and let them bid and compete for business? What would be better than to let the system design and work as it was meant to be, as a free market system? We don't have free markets anymore. You might think they're free markets, but they're not free. They're all manipulated. And I've said this before, the only true free market is, you know, basically the housing. Well, I guess the only true free market is the illegal drug market, right? I guess that's the only true free market, because that's where you actually get true price discovery. What's it worth? But the end of the day is what markets are left that they don't have their fingers in. You know, these guys have their fingers in every pie because they control the rules, so they get to control the game. And do you think that that's the right side, the right way to be? And I don't think so. I think it's ridiculous. You want to talk about full employment? Yeah, we're down to 4.5% unemployment. But look at the jobs. You've destroyed so many businesses with these lousy jobs because people can't afford to go out anymore. People can't afford to support these. Yeah, there's the few, the wealthy, they do what they want, but they always do what they want. But you, when you destroy the free market system, when you destroy the monetary system, which you've allowed the Federal Reserve to do, when you destroy all these things, what do you end up with? You end up with a lot of people not working. Or if they're working, they're making not enough money. So you take a guy making, you know, is making $50,000, I was making $20,000. You know, it's kind of hard for him to go out and spend the same spending habits. But that this goes back down to, it's simple. Why is healthcare such an issue? Why can't it be just done? You know, to me, again, I'm not a politician and I don't know all the laws backwards and forwards, but to me, it would seem fairly easy that I need insurance. You sell insurance. You give me a price and I can tell you if I can afford it. All right. And if I want to make that, and if I want to pay that price. All right. And if not, I can call another one. I mean, you have these, you have this competition in, you know, you have Geico and you have Progressive and you have Esurance. And you have all these other, the General, and all these other insurance for cars. Well, why can't we get the same for healthcare? Why has that become such a big problem? Now, again, I'm sure there's a scam behind it somewhere. But why is it? Why do we see that scam when, you know, listen, I mean, if you ever watch TV, at least once a commercial break, you have some insurance company that's advertising, but you don't have them advertising, you know, health insurance. You have either life insurance, all right? You get the hell now you can buy life insurance with nothing, you know, out of state, in state, anywhere you want, you know, and you don't even need, you need a physical, nothing. And of course you have the home and auto and, you know, State Farm is on, but you never hear State Farm talking about health insurance. You never talk about Progressive talking about health insurance, Geico. So why is that? Why don't we have free markets on health insurance? That doesn't make sense, does it? Because you have you have free markets in other insurance. So why is it not on healthcare? Why is it? You know, we have to kind of figure out, you know, that there's got to be something behind that, because these guys continue to not let it happen, and I think that's, you know, a problem. You know, it's like, you know, you live in this state, you don't get this kind of insurance, and this is something where, again, you know, we have Medicare, Medicaid, and, you know, Medicare. How dumb is Medicare? I mean, it's a good program for elderly, but, you know, I mean, I give the example. My own mother was in the hospital, and for her to get full benefits, she had to stay in the hospital a third night. If she only stayed in two nights, she would not have got benefits. Now, where's the sense in that? Who's behind the ignorance of having somebody stay an extra night in a hospital so they can get rehab when they get out? I mean, is that logical? I mean, a woman who's pregnant has a baby. They throw her out almost before, as soon as the baby gets out, they basically throw her out of the hospital. But yet, they want you, you know, if you're elderly on Medicare, you have to stay an extra night in the hospital, even if you don't need to. Now, is that not a waste? I mean, is it not a waste that you get ripped off for the drugs that you buy? And, you know, if you take prescriptions, they don't let you bring your own prescriptions into the hospital. You have to take that. They supply them for you, and they only charge you 50 times what you would have paid for them for yourself. So where does all that excess money go to? Right. I mean, we know that the costs are totally absurd in everything that we do. And we wonder how the problem's going to be solved. Well, the first thing, the only way the problem's going to be solved is to reconstruct everything and to rebuild it from the beginning. Kind of going back to not redo the Constitution, but redo and rebuild everything so that everybody's on the same free market system. Because we don't have, again, we don't have a true free market system. Otherwise, if we did, we wouldn't have a government that was $19 trillion in debt. We wouldn't have the ability to manipulate asset prices. We wouldn't have we wouldn't give them the advantage of having their Federal Reserve, their own private printing press, printing more money. We wouldn't have these ridiculous interest rates that we've had forever now. We wouldn't have people who couldn't borrow money because interest rates are ridiculous levels. So when does it end, and how does it get fixed? And again, that's the $19 trillion question is how do you fix it? Well, the first thing, you fix it, you got to eliminate the crooks, the thieves in Washington, because I'm going to say that I don't really do what they want. I'm going to say that over 75% are not good in Washington. I'm giving them a benefit because I think there's probably more, but I think that number is probably higher, but I give them the benefit of the doubt. 75% are pieces of crap that have one thing in mind, and that's how to get into your pocket. And to me, that becomes the bigger problem. But this has been the Bubba Show, and we've talked about the way we'll call it the screwing of America by our allies, our government. Anyways, everybody have a great weekend. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, you got to go to libertytalk.fm and get the Bubba Show every day, and as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Xander's now doing the show, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. And of course, this weekend, you'll have my brand new weekly Bubba's Bottom Line, soon to be Emmy Award winning Bubba's Bottom Line. But in the meantime, everybody have a great weekend. Enjoy. I hope the weather's great where you are. Hope you have a great time, and we'll see you back here on Monday. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.